Hey, St. Louis, this is Adam Wainwright.
Hey, Cardinals fans, this is Matt Carpenter.
This is Cardinals pitcher Trevor Rosenthal.
STLSportsPage.com.
STLSportsPage.com.
Welcome to Cardinal Rewind here on STLSportsPage.com. Rob Raines, STLSportsPage.com, along with Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio. After the Cardinals beat the Pirates 7-0 on Sunday at Busch Stadium, complete a sweep of the three-game series, win their ninth time in the last 11 games, and move to a season-high 7 games over 500. Mike, are we finally seeing the Cardinal team that we thought we might see back in April?
Yes and no. We thought they'd win a lot of games back in April. I said that I thought they were an 88-92 win team coming out. That group as constructed, Rob, they were never going to win 88-92 this year. That group that came out of Jupiter, it just wasn't happening. Now, this Cardinal team we're looking at now, which has a lot of new life infused into it with some of the young position players, some of the young pitching, this team does look like one that could finish the season on a pretty good run, especially given what the schedule is. And I know that they have, for lack of a better term, they botched some games against teams they should have beaten earlier in the year. But right now, they look like a very confident group. So I guess I would say, yes, we thought we'd see a winning team when they came out of Florida, but we didn't think it would be that group that we're watching now that was providing most of these wins that are happening here down the stretch. They've made it interesting. Let's just leave it at that. Who knows what these last 3 weeks hold, but it's interesting right now.
Cardinal Rewind, of course, brought to you by our friends at Land Rover St. Louis, a Plaza Motors company in Creve Coeur, and online at LandRoverSt.Louis.com. Well, thanks to the Cardinals sweep here in St. Louis, thanks to the Brewers sweep of the Cubs, we're talking about a two-game difference between the Cubs and Brewers and the Cardinals now in the National League Central with, what, about, like you said, just exactly 3 weeks to go.
I think there's a couple of things to be said for that. Number one, the fact Milwaukee did what they did, and they're still here in September. Most people thought that they were going to fade well before they have. And they look like they were kind of hitting the skids. And that, what a big series for them to go into Wrigley, sweep three games. And don't forget about that team. I mean, St. Louis, everything seems to be focused on catching the Cubs. Well, you're still going to have to worry about the Brewers. They're right there. You're tied with Milwaukee. With that being said, you never know until this thing plays out if that was a good thing that Milwaukee did that and played so well, or if the Cardinals fall short in the wild card to Milwaukee instead of Colorado, then you might look back at the weekend and go, darn it, maybe the Cubs should have won a couple of those. I'm still sitting here today, though, just almost stunned that Chicago didn't run away yet. I kept waiting for it all year. I think our first show we did in April and then into May, I just kind of conceded everything to Chicago, and they're still up and they're still the first place team. But they've got to be a little nervous now in Chicago with what's happened. The Cardinals have big games upcoming with that team. And Rob, if the Cardinals would have played a better brand of baseball against the Cubs all year, I might be more excited about those 7 head-to-head. Maybe they'll indeed do very well. But that 4-8 record won't go away in my head. So I'm wondering if those games are going to be enough for the Cardinals or if they will be able to step up and get it done. But starting next weekend, we'll know a lot more.
Well, one of the things that has been the key to the Cardinals' kind of revival a little bit has been the performance of the starting pitching. We saw it again on Sunday, 8 shutout innings from Michael Wacha, and, of course, a big offensive day from Yadier Molina with 5 RBIs tying his career high.
I don't know if Waka's had a better day in a year and a half or 2 years than what he had here today. I know he's had some real good outings. They didn't get anything against him. One runner to second base, that was it. Now, the outfield defense was part of that. We saw 2 plays that were sure doubles that were turned into singles with real good plays from Randall Grichuk in left and from Harrison Bader out in center. But he just commanded everything. No walks, 7 strikeouts. He hit 99 on the gun once or twice. And I sometimes wonder how much I believe exactly what's on those radar guns. But he even said that he felt like he had a little extra hop. And Molina continues to, I guess I'll use the term, amaze me offensively. I did not think he had this season in him at this age, and he has just really put together numbers. I would have been, if you'd have told me coming out of Florida this is where he'd be on September 10th, I would have probably laughed at you and said, no, he's going to be very mediocre. He has really stepped it up, and he was something again today, and I'll have to tell you about it because he didn't stay around to tell us about it, so I'll be the one to tell you he was really, really, really good, and you'll have to take it from me.
One of the things he's done is, and this might be a little bit of a surprise to a lot of people, he actually leads the Cardinals in RBIs with 72.
No way I would have said it. Not coming out of Florida, I would have never thought, first of all, I wouldn't have thought 72 might be your leader in September, but to say that he would be there, no. And he's hit the long ball. I thought if he got to 10 home runs, well, that'll be acceptable. I really thought 270, 280, hit 10 home runs, drive in 55-65. I would have said that's not going to be a bad year for him. He's far exceeded that. He continues to do what, honestly, catchers at his age don't usually have these kind of years. Now, what does that mean for the three-year extension down the road? I have no idea. But right now, we'll focus on this team trying to get to October this year. And if they make it, Rob, he'll be a big reason they made it if they get there, because he has stepped it up big time. He really has.
That's Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio. Rob Raines, STLSportsPage.com, bringing you this edition of Cardinal Rewind from Busch Stadium after the Cardinals 7-0 win over the Pirates. This edition of Cardinal Rewind, of course, brought to you by our friends at Land Rover St. Louis, a Plaza Motors company in Creve Coeur, and online at LandRoverSt.Louis.com. We'll talk about September baseball here, and we've talked about this before. Everything that's happened to this point in the season, the 142 games or whatever it is the Cardinals have played, it really doesn't mean anything. All you're doing is put yourself in a position where no matter what your record is, no matter whether you played poorly or not, the legitimate news and the reality is the Cardinals have a chance to be in the playoffs here. After, most of the season we didn't think they had a chance.
It's really interesting because I've talked to three players and heard from three players this week alone as they've gotten back in for the weekend. Greg Garcia, Michael Wacha, both referred to it. And I know earlier Colton Wong the same, and it was, these games are so big. And then they'll catch themselves. Well, not that they're not all big. Rob, September feels different. Playoff stretch feels different. The games, because of the urgency and where you're counting down on the calendar, you can't tell me the ballpark doesn't feel different today than it felt on May, 10th. It is a big difference, and the games do take on more meaning. You don't take guys and put them at elevated levels and call them stars that had great Mays. But you do with those guys that have great Septembers and Octobers. And like you said, give every Major League Baseball team, I think, would walk into a training camp and say to themselves at the start of spring training, we want to have a chance middle of September. And the Cardinals will be one of those teams. And we didn't think it all year, but they do have that chance. And the next time we talk will be when they come back home and then finish up their last regular season homestand. Who knows what we'll be talking about then, because this team has put us on a roller coaster. But at least on this date, they have a chance to make the postseason, and I didn't buy into that most of the year.
Cardinals have a day off on Monday, and then the Reds come to town for three games starting Tuesday night. Lance Lynn will move up and make that start a day early. That'll position him to start on Sunday against the Cubs in Chicago. One of the problems the Cardinals have had this year, quite frankly, has been their performance in the National League Central and against the Reds in particular. So this is a chance to kind of correct some of those things that have gone wrong, too.
This team can't take anything lightly. Even when the schedule a few weeks ago, look at the schedule. They're going to San Francisco and they're going to San Diego, and both those teams have been really, really struggling. And then they'll come home and they'll get the Pirates, who have kind of fallen out of things. And, it shapes up great. And I thought, but they haven't played that well at times against those teams. The Reds have given them fits, and they're coming in here, and they will not be easy baseball games to win. They may win them. They may take two or three. The Cardinals may sweep. I don't know, but I don't look at that and say, another great chance to make up ground. This team just has to go out and play each day, see what that entity of that game brings them, and go about your business, because there's no way that they can predict ahead, let's look to that Chicago series. You get swept by Cincinnati, that Chicago series doesn't look nearly as big starting Friday. So come out, get it done. Hope the pitching from their perspective continues to be that good. Some clutch hitting, and maybe these guys that have come in, as I talked about, between just infusing the lineup, energy, whatever it's been, maybe they keep playing at this level. And as you hear it with some rookies, they don't know pressure. They're just out playing, and these guys look like that's what they're doing, and they put themselves in a pretty decent spot.
And at least it's been fun to watch it. As we said, it makes the last 3 weeks of the season relevant when we didn't know that would be the case some months ago. For Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio, Rob Raines, STL Sports Page, we'll have all the continuing Cardinal coverage for you here on STL Sports Page this week. Thanks for listening to Cardinal Rewind, brought to you by Land Rover St. Louis, a Plaza Motors company in Creve Coeur, and online at LandRoverSt.Louis.com.